वसुदेव जी क्षत्रिय है क्योंकि भगवान
बिकॉज द लॉर्ड ही इज नाउ कंसिडरिंग हिमसेल्फ टू बी इन द वैश्य फैमिली ऑल्दो ही वॉज ही अपीयर्ड इन अ क्षत्रिय फैमिली
परंतु
वसुदेव महाराज वॉज क्षत्रिय
के वंश में जदु महाराज हुए
इन महाराज ययाति's लाइन यदु महाराज took birth
क्षत्रिय है परंतु
बट ययाति महाराज गेव कर्स टू यदु व्हेन ययाति महाराज वांटेड टू एक्सचेंज हिज ओल्ड एज विद यदु's his यौवन his young age he denied he did not give he was the eldest यदु महाराज
सबसे पहले मांग किया ययाति महाराज ने अपने बड़े
सो ययाति महाराज फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वेंट टू यदु he said
कुछ काल तक मैं
फॉर सम टाइम आई वांट टू एंजॉय सम मोर सो यू टेक माय ओल्ड एज एंड गिव मी योर यूथ इन रिटर्न
यदु महाराज ने नकार दिया
सो यदु महाराज डिनाइड
मैं अगर बूढ़ा हो जाऊंगा तो भगवान
He said,
"If
I get old, all of a sudden, then I will not be able to do my deity service. I would not be able to clean the temple and worship, and all these duties I will not be able to perform." So he didn't give, but he didn't give to perform devotional service.
पांच पुत्र थे यदु महाराज को लेकर तीन पुत्रों से फिर पूछे बीच वाले से
एंड ही यदु ययाति महाराज हैड फाइव सन्स सो ही देन आस्क्ड द नेक्स्ट थ्री सन्स दे आल्सो सेड नो
नहीं दे चौथे पुत्र ने जवानी दिया जिनका नाम है पुरु
फोर्थ सन ही गेव हिज यूथ हिज नेम इज पुरु
ययाति महाराज को तो बहुत प्रसन्न हुए
So Yayati Maharaj became very pleased with him and later on he gave the whole Bhumandal, whole planet's kingdom to Puru Maharaj. After enjoying for 1,000 years.
Turvasu Anudruhiya Char ko inke adhin kiya.
And he made the other four subservient to Puru Maharaj. He did not give them the kingdom.
इसीलिए जदु महाराज के संतान को राजपूत नहीं कहते.
So that's why Yadu Maharaj's descendants are not called the sons of the king.
वास्तव में राजपूत.
They are actually descendant of the king.
साप दिया कि तुम लोग क्षत्रिय होते हुए भी राजपुत्र नहीं बनोगे
So he was cursed, they were cursed.
जदु महाराज के वंश में हुआ था
The Lord
के पुत्र बने भगवान
The Lord was he appeared in यदु महाराज is in the, his line his He was a descendant of Yadu Maharaj.
मथुरा में हुआ और भगवान ने विशेष रूप से लीला करने के लिए ब्रज में चुपके से चले आए
He actually appeared in Mathura, but to do his लीला he quietly told Vasudev to bring him to Braj.
यही पहुंचाए भगवान को आधी रात
He himself brought him in the middle of the night. Now this Gopa Mandali, all the Gopas, are of Vaishya caste. Now there is a meeting of all the Gopas, there is a Vaishya meeting.
Visha
means wealth.
विशा दान तो वैश्य का अर्थ होता है विशा से जिनका संपर्क है.
वैश्य मीन्स वन हु इज रिलेटेड टू विशा वेल्थ.
व्यापार करना, गायों की रक्षा, जैसा भगवान स्वयं
Like the Lord is saying himself, farming, business, and cow protection.
भगवान बताए कि वैश्य का वैश्य की जीविका है.
This cow protection does not necessarily mean to protect the cows from the slaughterhouse.
पालन करना, खिलाना, पिलाना.
Means to take care of them, to feed them, protect them.
आजकल गोरक्षा के लिए सभा होती है तो केवल इसी पर जोर दिया जाता है कि कसाईयों से कैसे गाय को बचाएं.
These days, wherever they have meetings for cow protection, they only talk about how to save them from the hands of the slaughterhouses.
लेकिन गोरक्षा वास्तविक ये हुई कि कैसे गायों का पालन करना है.
But Goraksha actually is to how to protect and how to feed the cows, how to take care of the cows.
To khilana, pilana, rog adi se bachana, sab tarah.
To protect them from diseases.
Bachi rahenge. To puri janta sukhi rahegi, pura desh bachega.
If the cows are safe and protected and taken care of nicely, then the whole society will be safe and the whole country will be safe.
Ko marna padega.
Otherwise, everyone has to die. Only the cows can maintain the rest of the society. When the Lord explained to them that we are only engaged in cow protection, we have no farming, commerce, money lending, we are engaged in govrityo nisham. Nisham means without cessation, always, 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 always. Only cow protection. We only taking care of the cows, and this is how we make our living. And suppose somebody might immediately, one of the gopas might immediately ask him. So this cow protection depends on the grass and water, and water is coming from Indra. So immediately in the next shloka, Krishna explains, text 22.
रजसोत् पद्धते विश्वम अन्योन्यम विविधम जगत. तुरंत आ गए, उनको बहुत शंका है कि ये लोग पकड़ेंगे.
इमीडिएटली ही एक्सप्लेन्ड, ही हैड सम डाउट दैट दे माइट कैच हिम एंड
सब नेचर कर रही है.
एंड सो ही इज सेइंग एवरीथिंग नेचर इज डूइंग, नॉट इंद्रा. इंद्रा इज नॉट डूइंग.
तीन गुण
द नेचर हैज, थ्री गुणस, थ्री मोड्स ऑफ नेचर: goodness, passion, and ignorance. Gopas were not so uneducated; they knew these things. These days, what is nature? People don't know what to speak of. What is the three modes of material nature?
तो लोग जानते थे. तो प्रकृति के तीन गुण हैं. भगवान बोल रहे हैं.
So the Lord is saying, prakriti has three gunas.
सांख्य शास्त्र है एक, एक को सेश्वर सांख्य कहते हैं.
देयर इज अ सांख्य शास्त्र, वन इज ईश्वर सांख्य एंड वन इज निरीश्वर सांख्य.
फिलोसफी में जो
इन सांख्य फिलोसफी
कपिल नाम का एक ऋषि चलाया था.
देयर वाज ए कपिल नेम, देयर इज अ सेज कॉल्ड कपिल, नॉट लॉर्ड कपिला.
उसने सांख्य माना प्रकृति के सारे
चीजों को, तत्वों को. एडमिट्स टू सांख्य,
लेकिन ईश्वर को नहीं.
बट ही डिड नॉट एडमिट टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड दैट देयर इज अ गॉड. सो ही इज कॉल्ड निरीश्वर सांख्य. सो द लॉर्ड इज टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ दैट कपिलस ऋषिज फिलोसफी ऑफ निरीश्वर सांख्य एंड ही इज सेइंग.
पट्टी पढ़ा रहे हैं गोपो को.
He's trying to convince them.
सत्तम रजस तम, सत्गुण रजोगुण तमोगुण, प्रकृति के तीन गुण हैं और ये तीनों गुण स्थिति उत्पत्ति अंत है. तब सत्गुण से इस जगत का कारण.
एंड ऑल दिस थ्री गुणस आर फ्रॉम दिस थ्री गुणस सत्वगुण इज मेंटेनिंग Rajoguna mode of passion is creating this, and mode of ignorance is destroying it.
पालन करने के लिए घास जरूरी है, गौओं के लिए पानी जरूरी है.
And to maintain, grass is very necessary, and rain is necessary.
सत्वगुण से होता है, हो रहा है. पालन अपने आप हो रहा है, प्रकृति के गुण कर रहे हैं.
The modes of material nature is maintaining.
ऐसे कुछ लोग कहते हैं सब नेचर कर रहे हैं.
It's like some people say everything nature is doing.
लगता है कि कोई व्यवस्था नहीं है, कोई सुपीरियर.
It looks as if there is no superior being. Everything is happening on its own by nature.
उसी को कह रहे हैं, निरीश्वर सांख्य मत के अनुसार बोल रहे हैं.
He is talking according to the Nirishwar Sankhya philosophy that there is no God, everything is happening according to nature.
रजसा उत्पद्यते विश्वम, रजोगुण से सारे जीवों की उत्पत्ति होती है. रजसा विश्वम उत्पद्यते, प्राणी उत्पन्न होते हैं सभी जगह.
रजसोत्पद्यते, मोड ऑफ पैशन इज क्रिएटिंग दिस यूनिवर्स, बट देर इज सो मच वैरायटी बिकॉज ऑफ द कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ मेल एंड फीमेल. देर इज सो मच वैरायटी, दिस वर्ल्ड इज फुल ऑफ वैरायटी.
स्त्री और पुरुष हैं, और जोनियों में भी, जैसे
In not just in humans, among animals, birds, everything. It is everything is created by the combination of male and female, and there is so much variety in all the species.
विविधम जगत, जगत माने जीव समुदाय, विविध प्रकार के जीव देखे जाते हैं, अनेक प्रकार के छोटे छोटे शरीर वाले, बड़े शरीर वाले, भिन्न स्वभाव के, वे सब
So we see all kinds of living entities, small, big, with different nature. My dear father, this is all created from a combination of all these three modes, through the combination of male and female.
Correct.
At the end of each shloka, it seems that Krishna is saying to his father that. The mode of goodness, passion and ignorance is creating, maintaining and destroying. So in the middle of all this, what is the need for this Indra? In all of his shlokas, this is what he is trying to tell his father. There is no need. Everything is happening like this. So where is the place for Indra? I think to believe in Indra is just a useless thing. Lord is saying that asuras, they speak among themselves. They print books. They give Bhagavatam class.
Apratishtam jagat ahuraneeswaram.
What do they say?
Jagat asatyam hai nahi.
That this world is asatyam. It is not actually there.
We log bolte hai ki jagat asatyam. Ye sansar mithya hai.
What is there in this world? There is no man, there is no woman, there is no cow, there is no anything. This is all? This is all just a bhram, like a dream. Sometimes they give an example of a dream. We see something in the dream.
सपना देखते हैं, लेकिन सपना में देखी हुई चीज जगने पर गायब.
But what we see in the dream, when we get up, it is not there, disappears. Actually, that thing is not there.
तो कुछ लोग तो यहाँ तक कहते हैं जगत कुछ नहीं, एक सपना है.
So some people say this world is nothing but a dream.
ये सपना है. तो एक बार बहस हो रही थी तो
once somebody was arguing with me. That this world is just like a, this world is a dream. One preacher. So I said, well, if everything is a dream, then what you're speaking is also in the dream. So if everything is a dream, so whatever you're preaching, that's whatever you're speaking, that should be considered to be in a dream.
जगत असत्य नहीं है, यह है,
The world is not asatya. It is there. It is not false. It is there. It's our thinking that is false. Sripad Shankaracharya explains.
जैसे रज्जु में सर्प का भ्रम होता है.
It's like you can consider a rope to be a snake.
या कुंडली बना करके सजा करके और अंधकार है और कोई जाने नहीं.
If it keeps in the dark. If somebody sees it, they'll think they'll fall and run. They'll say this, there's a snake sitting there.
सांप भी कुंडली बना करके बैठता है. तो वहां सांप है नहीं, है वास्तव में रस्सी.
So the snake is actually not there. Actually, it's a rope coiled up like a snake.
पर सांप का भ्रम होता है.
But it seems to be looks like a snake.
कभी कभी तो गिर भी जाता है. कभी कभी तो यहाँ तक देखा गया है कि मुंह से गाज फेंक रहा है बिना मतलब.
Sometimes person thinks it's a snake and he thinks he's bit by a snake and he falls down out of fear. He starts foaming from his mouth.
गाज आता है. हमारे गांव में एक बार तो कुछ नहीं काटा.
One time in our village happened to one man. Nothing had bitten him.
वो गुड़ बनाने वाले कराह से पैर थोड़ा काट.
They were cooking sugar cane juice to make gudh outside. And
कलवार कहते हैं जहाँ गुड़ बनाया जाता है गन्ना को पेल करके बस.
And he
तो वहाँ पर 10-20 लोग प्राय रहते हैं.
Usually 10 or 20 people are usually there.
भेली बनाई जाती
है. Sitting around and they help when they help to make the gudh blocks and then they get some good in return. I don't know if that system is still there. So people used to just sit there all the time. So the gur had, they had taken the walk down from the fire trying to cool the gur.
हम लोग आग ताप रहे थे.
We were, it's cold weather, we were all sitting around the fire. So one man said,
आपने राधा बल्लभ दास का नाम सुना होगा.
राधा बल्लभ दास माय
बड़े भाई.
Have heard
of
Radha Vallabh Das, his older brother.
वो भी थे वहाँ.
He was also there.
वो गुड़ को फावड़ा.
He was with a spade, with a shovel. He was moving the, turning the gourd around to cool it, scratch the sides. And then in that time, at that moment, somebody actually saw a snake somewhere, and he said, "Snake, snake."
कोई सांप रहा होगा डोढ़ा चाहे कोई तो वो दिखा और घोरी सांप सांप तो जो वो गुड़ को खोद रहे थे.
That person who was scraping the walk of the gur, he dropped everything and started to run in any direction, and his foot, his side of his foot touched the hot walk and his skin broke a little bit, and he, in his fear, he was convinced that the snake bit him.
इसके बाद
and after this,
उनको बहुत तीता मिर्च दिया गया
खाने. He was given one very very hot chili, green chili to eat, because if a person has got snake poison, he will not taste the green, the taste the very hot chili. He will not feel hot in his tongue.
काटा है क्या?
तो
पूरा इतना बड़ा मिर्च खा गए. ठीक से बोलिए, तीत लगा था.
So he ate the whole chili. And people were asking him, so is your mouth burning? Is your mouth burning? He said, no. So he himself was convinced he was bitten by a snake. Then everybody thought, oh, he must, the poison has gone all over his body. Now, Now everybody prepared to take him. They thought he was dying. Take him to the doctor, maybe the doctor will give him an injection. And in from time to time people will ask, how are you feeling now? And he would say, a little better. So like this all night went, and in the morning, when they went back, where his foot was cut, on the side of the walk, little bit of his skin, blood was there. Then everybody thought, oh, he's not bit by a snake, he touched the hot walk. And people started cursing this man.
सबको तबाह किया तो मन में भ्रम था और कहीं कहीं ऐसा होता है कि रस्सी रखी हुई है
सो देयर वाज डाउट मिस्टेक इन हिज माइंड इन द सेम वे समटाइम पीपल सी अ रोप एंड दे थिंक इट्स अ स्नेक एंड ही बिकम्स वेरी एंग्शियस सो एक्चुअली देयर इज नो स्नेक देयर
पर रस्सी सत्य है
But the rope is the truth. Rope is actually there. Snake is not there. That's okay. But the rope is there. You cannot make the rope disappear. You cannot say that's dream. It actually is there. Rope is there. We use the rope. We pull the water from the well. We tie things. So the bringing of water from the well is also fake.
बोलने वाला ही झूठा है वास्तव
सो स्पीकिंग ऑल दिस काइंड ऑफ फिलोसफी पर्सन हिमसेल्फ इज फेक
भ्रम होता है कि ये मेरा है ये चीज
इन दिस वर्ल्ड
यही है फॉल्स
द फॉल्स इज दैट अ पर्सन इज थिंकिंग दिस बॉडी आई एम दिस बॉडी दिस इज द फॉल्स
देह है
बॉडी इज देयर बॉडी इज नॉट फॉल्स बट टू कंसिडर द बॉडी टू बी द सेल्फ That is false. To consider something of this world to be mine, that is wrong. But this world is truth, it is there. The earth is there, the water, sun is there, the train is there, tree is there. It's not that we're reading and the book is not there. This is all wrong philosophy. People say this world, material world is asatya.
Gita mein kehte hain asur log kehte hain ki yeh jagat kuch nahi jhoota hai.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the demons they say this world is false.
कहते हैं कि इसका कोई आधार नहीं है अगर ये पूछा जाए कि दुनिया कहाँ टिकी है तो जब है ही नहीं तो टिकने का क्या
And they, if you ask them where is this world is resting, there is no answer.
इसकी कोई प्रतिष्ठा नहीं है, foundation नहीं.
There is no foundation, no creator.
सबके बाद एक प्रश्न होगा ना कि दुनिया कहाँ टिकी है भगवान गीता में स्वयं ही बताए हैं कि मुझ में टिकी है मैं
इन भगवत गीता कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ सेज इट इज सिचुएटेड ऑन हिम द होल वर्ल्ड इज रेस्टिंग इन हिम
पर उनका तत्कालिक आशय है असत्य
व्हाट ही इज सेइंग इन द भगवत गीता दैट द डीमंस दे स्पीक लाइक दिस कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ इज स्पीकिंग लाइक दिस इन दिस बट ही इज Trying to prove something else here.
बोलते हैं कि जगत अनिश्वर है, अनिश्वर, अनिश्वर, नहीं ईश्वर, इसका कोई कंट्रोलर नहीं है, इसका.
The demons also say that this world is अनिश्वर, there is no ईश्वर, there is no controller.
कोई व्यवस्थापक नहीं है, अपने आप चल रहा है.
There is no one arranging it. On its own, it's happening.
और अपने आप चल रहा है, अपने आप गायब हो जाएगा.
On its own, it happened. Was created on its own, it's running, on its own it'll disappear. There is no plan, no personalities. There is no Ishwar. This is like saying,
जुटे हैं इसका कोई प्लान नहीं.
Like as if somebody says, all of us here, that we have gathered here together, there was no plan.
बैठे हैं, झूठा प्रतीत हो रहा है कि खड़ी है गांव है और यहाँ पर भागवत हो रहा है, कोई प्लान.
This is all false thinking that we have gathered here and there's we're having a Bhagavad Katha. No, it's just happening on its own.
घर भी अपने आप आकर के जमा हो गया.
This house also.
ये नहीं कि कोई भगवानपुर से आया या बॉम्बे से आया, नहीं, सब अकस्मात यही हो गए.
All the people that are gathered here, all of a sudden they just appeared here. Not that one comes from Delhi, one comes from here. They just, all of a sudden, just dropped in.
ये जो कुछ भी भूमि, पहाड़, जल आदि हो गया, अपने आप हो गया.
All this land, mountain, water happened on its own. There's no planner, no creator.
ज़्यादा लोगों को अच्छी लगती.
And this kind of talk, most people they like it.
कहा जाए तो झगड़ा करेगा. कौन ईश्वर?
And if you say talk about the Supreme Lord God, then they will argue. Who is God? There is no God. But this kind of talk, most people like very much.
कौन ईश्वर? ईश्वर की धारणा ठीक से नहीं है. तो ये अच्छा मानते हैं कि ईश्वर नहीं है और जगत अपने आप चल रहा है.
So they like to hear this.
एक बार एक व्यक्ति ऐसे कहा कि ये तो बाई चांस हो गया. तो श्रील प्रभुपाद जी पूछे, व्हाट डू यू मीन बाई चांस?
Sometime, one time, one person told Prabhupada, everything happened by chance. And Prabhupada said, what do you mean by chance?
No, chance ka kya matlab?
What does this chance mean?
Chance ka matlab batao. Chance ka kya matlab batao? Log koi kiya nahi hai, apne aap ho gaya.
Nobody has done it, it just happened on its own. Such useless way of thinking. This world has been created by a plan. It has been made in a logical order. This, the scriptures reveal that Sri, the Supreme Lord, was lying in the ocean. About creation of this material world.
गर्भ समुद्र में सोए थे.
He was in the garbh ocean. From his body, from his navel, a lotus flower erupted. He was a huge lotus, and on the petals of this lotus, Lord Brahma took birth.
भगवान के नाभि से उत्पन्न कमल पर श्री ब्रह्मा जी जन्म लिए, और ब्रह्मा जी कई मानस पुत्र उत्पन्न किए.
And Lord Brahma gave birth to many personalities from his mind.
जैसे मरीचि को मन से उत्पन्न.
Like Marichi was created from his mind. He would think that I should have a son and son will come out of his body.
ब्रह्मा जी ने इस तरह सृष्टि की है.
Brahma created like this.
ब्रह्मा जी से सृष्टि हुई कई पुत्रों की, जैसे भृगु, दक्ष.
Like भृगु, दक्ष, मनु महाराज, etc.
इन लोगों ने फिर सृष्टि किया.
And all these personalities, they started to create.
सोचते थे.
The four Kumaras appeared from his mind.
हमको पुत्र हो, पुत्र निकल जाते थे. ये वर्णन है तृतीय स्कंध.
This explained in the third canto.
ब्रह्मा जी ने इस तरह सृष्टि की है. तो ब्रह्मा जी से सृष्टि हुई कई पुत्रों की, जैसे भृगु, दक्ष, मनु महाराज इत्यादि. और इन लोगों ने फिर सृष्टि किया. मरीचि जी ने कश्यप को उत्पन्न किया.
मरीचि, ही गेव बर्थ टू, he created Kashyap, and Kashyap Muni did so many beings. After this happened, we hear all this in the Bhagavatam. So all this we hear in the history, on the Shastra. But here, but in the present we can see that somebody is being born from others and they're maintaining them. They make clothes for them. They send him to school, buy them shoes.
ऐसा नहीं कि एक दिन कोई कहे कोई पढ़ने नहीं गया था कोई स्कूल की व्यवस्था नहीं है अपने आप सब हो गया.
It's not that nobody went to school, there's no arrangement, and on its own everybody got educated.
सब चीज का एक ऑर्डर है, सब चीज की एक व्यवस्था.
There is an order for everything.
जैसे ये पृथ्वी बनी, पहाड़ बना, समुद्र बना,
in this way the earth was created, the mountains, the sky. Supreme Lord, He has created everything.
लेकिन लोगों में प्रचलित बात है कि नहीं नहीं नेचर कर रही.
But people are very fond of hearing that no, everything is done by nature.
नेचर कर रही. एक व्यक्ति विद्यार्थी था, हमसे बहुत बहस कर रहा.
There was one person, he was a student, he was arguing with me too much.
बहुत बहस कर रहा था. नेचर कर रही है.
नेचर इज डूइंग एवरीथिंग. नेचर इज डूइंग एवरीथिंग.
नेचर तुम्हारी दादी है.
He was just going on and not listening, so I told him, nature is your grandmother.
नेचर कर रही है. नेचर से कभी भेंट हुआ है?
Have you ever met nature? You know what it's like? What is nature?
फिर साधु को ऐसे बोलना चाहिए.
Then he says, साधु should not speak like that.
तुम नेचर नेचर कह रहे हो. नेचर है क्या?
Then I told him, you keep saying nature, nature. Do you know? Do you know what nature is? Who's nature?
किसी का नेचर होगा ना, तो नेचर.
If nature must be somebody's nature. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita.
मेरा जो स्वभाव है, बहिरंग स्वभाव.
My स्वभाव.
सच्चिदानंद घन नहीं है. आंतरिक स्वभाव भगवान का है कि वे सच्चिदानंद घन है.
His internal nature is that he is सच्चिदानंद. His external nature.
ये उनका वास्तविक स्वरूप है, लेकिन उनका बहिरंग स्वभाव.
His बहिरंग स्वभाव.
उसको बहिरंगा प्रकृति कहते हैं.
That's called बहिरंगा प्रकृति.
नेचर है.
That is Lord's nature.
शक्ति है विशेष, वही जगत की सृष्टि करती
है. That is his special शक्ति, energy.
इस बात को लोग नहीं समझ पाते.
For the material world, people do not understand this. They keep saying nature, nature, but whose nature? They do not understand.
तो भगवान गीता में कहते हैं कि असुर लोग ऐसा प्रवचन करते हैं.
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the asuras, they speak like this.
Aparaspar sambhutam kimantet kivanyat kam hai tukam. Ye sab apne aap hua hai, aur ye kyun hua hai, iska uddesh kya hai?
It happened everything on its own, and why it happened, and what is the goal of this? Only for sense gratification, only for our enjoyment.
यहाँ पर जन्म लिए हो और कुछ करने की बात नहीं, सोचने की नहीं, कोई ईश्वर नहीं है.
You have taken birth here, there is nothing to think, there is nothing to know, there is no God.
जो मिला है खूब खाओ पियो मौज करो.
Whatever you find here, just eat, drink and be merry.
Eat, drink and be merry. खूब खाओ पियो और आनंद में रहो.
Eat a lot, drink a lot and be happy.
भारत का ऋषि हुआ, बहुत
पहले. There was a ऋषि in India. His name was Charvak, long time ago.
उसने कहा कि जावत जीवित सुखम जीवित ऋणम कृत्वा घृतम.
He said, जावत जीवित.
जब तक जीना है तब तक सुख से जियो.
He said, as long as you have to live, live happily.
सुख से जीने के लिए शरीर स्वस्थ रखना आवश्यक है.
To live happily, you have to keep your body healthy.
तो शरीर स्वस्थ रखने के लिए घी पियो.
So to keep your body healthy, drink ghee.
खूब घी पियो. जावत जीवेत सुखम जीवेत ऋणम कृत्वा घृतम पिबेत. तो कोई कहे कि मैं इतना पैसा नहीं है कि
घी पी सकूं. If someone says no, I can't. There is not. I do not have so much money that I drink ghee. So he says, take rin, borrow, take loan.
लेकर के घी पियो.
Take loan and drink ghee.
ऋण देना पड़ेगा.
But then one day person says one day I will have to pay back the loan then.
मान लीजिए वो कहे कि लोन देना पड़ेगा चुकाना पड़ेगा फिर वही वृद्धि जीविका बढ़ करके और देना पड़ेगा. तो कहते भस्मी भूत से देह से पुनर्गमनम तो कौन.
So he says,
यह तो यहीं चलकर खत्म हो जाएगा.
He says, what you have to give back the loan, the body will be finished, it'll remain here.
देह तो यहीं खत्म होगा, ऋण किसको देना होगा.
You will finish here. Who do you have to pay back the loan? There's no need. There is no life after death. Just before that, enjoy yourself. Take loan money somehow and buy ghee, drink as much ghee. And there is not to worry about paying back the loan because when you die, the body is finished. You're finished. So while you're living, enjoy yourself. That fool does not know, if he does not pay back the loan, they will catch him, his son. Not just that, in the next life he will have to pay back the loan.
तो भारत वर्ष में भी ऐसे ऋषि होते हैं.
One time somebody asked Prabhupada that even in India there used to be rishis like that and they called him rishis, sages.
कहा जाता है जो इतना विषय भोग पर जोर दे.
He's preaching so much on sense gratification and nothing on bhajan.
तो प्रभुपाद तुरंत बदल गए. वो कहते हैं जो भारत का ऋषि है ना तो इसीलिए तो घी पीने को कहते हैं.
Prabhupada immediately said, well, he is a rishi from India, so he is telling you to drink ghee. He is not telling you to eat meat.
नहीं कह रहा है ना. American rishi होता तो शायद वो बताता है, लेकिन
if he was an American rishi, maybe he would have told to eat meat and drink wine.
ये फिलॉसफी देते हैं बड़े बड़े लोग. जगत कुछ है नहीं, बस काम है तो कम.
दिस फिलॉसफी दे गिव दैट दिस वर्ल्ड इज गिवन टू यू फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन.
इसको चलाने वाला, इसका अंत करने वाला कोई अथॉरिटी नहीं है.
And they even say that the creator of this place, the maintainer and annihilator, there is no authority.
फिर भी ये मानते हैं संसार किस लिए है, तो बस भोगने के लिए है.
But this they understand, that this world is there for enjoying.
कोई बनाने वाला नहीं है तो तुमको कैसे पता चला कि किस लिए बनाया गया है.
How do you know then if there is no one to make create this world, how did you realize that this is meant for sense gratification?
खाना पीना देखते हैं दुनिया में. कुछ लोग ऐसे कहते हैं खाओ पियो क्या ईश्वर के चक्कर में पड़ेगा.
Some people say eat drink, why you all concerned about God?
जैसे सांड घूमते रहते हैं कहीं, ऐसे कहते हैं खाओ पियो क्या ईश्वर के चक्कर में पड़ेगा, खाओ पियो आनंद करो ये करो.
Eat drink, do this do that, but while doing if you get stuck then just like you see in sometimes in Banaras you see these bulls roaming around and there is a vegetable market. I've seen they're roaming here and there.
वो ये नहीं जानते हैं कोई व्यक्ति इसका अधिकारी है सब.
He sees the vegetable shop on the roadside. He doesn't see that this is there some person, it belongs to some person. It has been planned to be there and to sell vegetable. He doesn't think anything like that. He just puts his mouth there trying to eat. And while he's trying to eat, one stick comes and bangs him on the head. You've seen. He just puts his mouth anywhere, tries to eat, and then on his head. He doesn't even get to eat. He goes to eat and then he gets hit on the head. And they beat him a little more and they chase him away. And these foolish people are just like that. They know how to eat. They don't appreciate that there is a creator for all this. They just go put their mouth on everything and try to eat and enjoy. Something, there is so much in this world. If you didn't create it, you didn't make, it's not yours. How can it be yours to enjoy? What right you have? If the humans did not create this gasoline, then what right you have to take the gasoline and run your cars? And is the living entity? He knows how to enjoy the world. Take petrol, take wood, take stones, eat this, eat that. And if you tell them God has made all this, and they say, no, who has seen the God? Who has seen the God? Nature has given this. All arrangement is made by God. Therefore, one should go according to his desire, according to his law and order. Otherwise, just like the bull got hit on the head with a stick, you will be hit on the head with a stick. You won't even be able to eat. You won't be able to enjoy. The Lord says, I throw them in the hellish planet. This kind of talk should not go on, that nobody has made this, it's going on its own.
गोपों की सभा में इतना फ्रैंक नहीं बोल रहे हैं, कहते हैं हाँ रजोगुण है, रजोगुण से बादल उत्पन्न होते हैं और बादल.
Lord, here Krishna in the meeting of the Gopas, he's not saying so much. He's just saying, by the mode of passion, the clouds come and the clouds pour water.
सब जगह पानी बरसाते हैं. इसके द्वारा कह रहे हैं कि ये कोई बहुत सोच समझ करके नहीं होता है.
And he gives water, the cloud gives water everywhere. It doesn't happen by some superior plan, Krishna is telling Gopa. If it was planned, then the water will only fall on the ground. It will not fall on the stones and on the ocean.
तब क्या माना देखिए अपने आप बस बादल उत्पन्न हो गए, कोई प्लान नहीं, कहीं जहां तहां बरसा हो.
Then you have to think, you have to agree that the clouds are created and they give water.
बादल इतनी बरसा जहां कोई जरूरत नहीं है, बल्कि बरसा.
Sometimes you can see the clouds give so much water in a place where there is no need for water.
सर्वनाश हो जाता है.
So much so that the place gets destroyed.
अति वृष्टि हो गई, अति बाढ़. तो अगर किसी के प्लान से होता तो ऐसी गलती क्यों होती?
So if there was somebody's plan, some higher authority behind all this, these mistakes will not be made.
ये आदमी बोरिंग चालू करे, मोटर चालू करे, पटाने के लिए जहाँ सुख रहा है, जहाँ जरूरत है वहाँ ना. जहाँ ज्यादा पानी भरा हुआ है वहाँ पर थोड़े मोटर चालू करके या डीजल भरेगा.
All in all these verses, the meaning was that Indra is nothing and we don't worship him anymore.
Rajasa chodita megha varsan tambuni sarvata.
Then Nanda Baba had said, but still, for yogkshem, a deity, a demigod devata is needed.
Krishna ne kaha.
So Krishna says, yes. Yes, you need a devata, deity, but what devata do you need? Which devata is for us? Cowherd men, that we have to recognize.
हमारा देवता कोई और है हम दूसरे को मान करके पूज रहे हैं
Our devata is somebody else and we're worshipping somebody else
कि पहले तो हम लोगों को हम लोगों के जीवन में कोई ठिकाना नहीं कुछ नहीं है क्या है मनोबुद्धि रेवच अहंकार इतियम में भिन्ना प्रकृति रष्टदा सारी भूमि मेरी प्रकृति है
और द होल Earth is mine. Whether it's America, Australia, Asia, whatever it is, every inch of the land belongs to Krishna. Even if somebody has little common sense, they can understand because nobody has created land. Everyone took birth, came in this world empty-handed. And they left empty-handed. But between the birth and death, This is mine. Jai to this minister, Jai to that minister, Jai to this president. Oh, do Ram Ram, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is real. This land is ours. This is a great ignorance. Everything belongs to Krishna. Everybody has a right to live. Lord has made all this for us only, but at least we should be careful that it belongs to the Supreme Lord.
भगवान कहा ठीक से हम ठीक है जमीन का यूज करें जिए खाएं मिल करके
The Lord has created so you can use the land, you can survive, you can live together peacefully.
परिवार में 10 आदमी हैं तो हम लोग तो पूरे मानव जाति एक परिवार के हैं।
It's like in one family there are 10 people, so this whole material society is we're all one family beginning from Krishna with his family.
लेकिन इतना विषमता लोगों ने किया इतना कि अब अमेरिका आदि देशों को देखिए इतना भूखंड है इतना बड़ा वहाँ घास हम देखते
Just to see this land of America. It is so much, such a big, huge land and so much grass is growing everywhere. But they don't let anybody come so easily. You have to get a visa. Because they say they consider it to be their land.
लेकिन भगवान की उस भूमि पर भी नहीं जा सकते। एक जगह गरीबी में जैसे तैसे रहे रहे।
The intelligence of humans. The cause of this is अज्ञान, ignorance. They do not consider Supreme Lord to be the owner. They consider themselves.
तब धरता समझते हैं। नहीं तो ऐसे कैसे हो सकता इतनी विषमता कैसे होगी
Tendency to not accept Krishna to be the creator of everything this has spoiled the whole human society
ये सारी बेईमानी काम क्रोध लोभ आदि बढ़ा है भी ईश्वर को नहीं मानने से
All this increase in काम क्रोध cheating
डर के मारे ऐसे कुछ काम ही नहीं करेंगे
One person says, if we believe in God, then out of fear for Him, we will not do anything. And if you don't believe in God, you will remain fearless. You think that will work? If you just believe to yourself that there is no Yamaraj, will that become true for you?
Just
because you believe like that, it doesn't mean you won't die or go to hell.
ईश्वर को नहीं मानने में बहुत बड़ा दोष है
by not accepting the Supreme, there is so much difficulty and there is so much suffering.
और ईश्वर को मानने से आदमी कंट्रोल में रहता है, वास्तव में वो अच्छा कर्म करता है, बुरा कर्म.
And by accepting the Supreme, a person actually remains in control and he does good activities, pious activities.
कर्म नहीं करता है.
Does not do sinful activity.
है भगवान वास्तव में संसार.
And the Supreme Lord is there.
But
Krishna here is preaching.
अभी ये चीज हम लोग अपने आँखों से देखें.
So all only the little cows will drink the milk of the cow, and the rest of the milk was used in from everyone's house. This I have seen in my own younger childhood. Somebody's wedding, or everybody would bring milk and milk products from their home. But the world has changed so much, you cannot find pure milk.
Festival gaon mein kahi ho raha hai to pehle yagya mein ya vivah aadi mein khareedna nahi padta tha.
Now people have to buy, but previously in yagyas or weddings you never had to buy milk. People used to just bring from their own homes, or somebody will go and collect it from all the homes.
यज्ञ के लिए भी,
for yagyas,
और यहाँ तक कि विवाह आदि के लिए भी, किसी के यहाँ वर का तिलक है कुछ है तो अपने आप मिल जाता था.
Story is from 5,000 years ago. How much more they had.
बहुत विशाल
दिस यज्ञ कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ वॉज डूइंग.
हुयंतामग्नय सम्यग् ब्राह्मणे ब्रह्मवादिभि, और कहे कि अग्नियों में हवन करना चाहिए खूब, सम्यक हवन करना चाहिए.
And he said there should be plenty of yagyas, fire yagyas going on, lots of ghee.
ब्राह्मणे ही ब्रह्मवादिभि, जो वेद को जानते हैं ठीक से.
And who should do this yagya? Brahmavadis, Brahmins.
आचरण भी है जिनका वेद के अनुसार, ऐसे ब्राह्मणों के द्वारा अग्नय हुयं,
who are qualified Brahmins.
बहुत तरह से अग्नि देवता को देने का मतलब है कि सभी देवताओं को देना.
To give to them, to give to fire god Agni is to give to all the demigods. Agni is considered the mouth of Vishnu.
हवन किया जाए, हवन सम्यक कार्य से खूब अच्छी तरह से हवन करना चाहिए, परम श्रद्धा से, शुद्ध ढंग से. और अन्नम बहुविधम तेभ्यो देयम विधेन दक्षिणा, भोजन.
And many kinds of preparations should be prepared and given to the priests, and then you should give them the six kinds of foods. Madhur,
lavan,
sweet, salty.
और इसके साथ साथ कसाय, अम्ल का मतलब होता है यहाँ चार और चार खट्टा.
सावर, अम्ला, लाइक पिकल.
छह रस होते हैं.
There are six kinds of tastes. And in each taste, they have made thousands and thousands of. They have made thousands and thousands of preparation.
कई प्रकार के ऐसे.
Like in sour, there's lemon pickle, there's mango pickle, there's. So Lord is explaining all this.
बहुविध भोजन कराना है ब्राह्मणों को.
So we have to feed all these things to brahmanas.
स्वादिष्ट,
tasty.
उन ब्राह्मणों को जो यज्ञ कराएंगे उनके लिए कह रहे हैं.
Dakshin, you should give them cows and other gifts. And to the other brahmanas too, those who are not performing the sacrifice, to them also.
ब्राह्मणों को भी खिलाना चाहिए खूब. अच्छा नहीं कोई यज्ञ कराए है केवल वही खाए, अन्य ब्राह्मणों को भी खूब खिलाना चाहिए. और यहाँ तक कि आस्व चंडाल पतितेभ्य,
एंड इवन टू डॉग्स,
चंडालों को
यू शुड फीड, to dog eaters and fallen souls, you should feed them also. Appropriate food you should offer to everyone else. Fallen souls means sinful persons. You should be merciful to them and feed them also. So does that mean everyone should sit on the same asana together and feed? No. Yatha yogya, it says.
खिलाना चाहिए सबको इसका मतलब भगवान का आयोजन है बनने दीजिए पकवान खूब ठाट
इन अदर वर्ड्स कृष्णा इज सेइंग मेक अ लॉट कुक अ लॉट
गवाम दत्त्वा और गौओं को
एंड काउज
जवसम गवतम दत्त्वा
गिव देम
जवस दे जवस मैंने गवत इसी को हम लोग भोजपुरी में गवत कहते हैं गौओं को हरी हरी तृण देना है यही उनकी पूजा है
गिव देम द वर्शिप काउज इज टू गिव देम नाइस ग्रीन ग्रास
और गौएं हरी हरी घास खाएंगी जवसम च गवाम दत्वा गिरे दियताम बलि और
एंड शुड गिव प्रॉपर ऑफरिंग्स चंदन धूप
बलि का अर्थ भोज
गिवन टू गोवर्धन एंड बलि Bali means to offer all these foodstuffs. We have to feed him.
So, गौओं को गवत दे करके पर्वतराज गोवर्धन जी को
So cow feed the cows grass, green grass. The king of the mountains, Giriraj, should be fed all this bhoga.
भुक्तवंत भुक्तवंत को पहले लिखना पड़ेगा. चाहे ठीक है स्वागत सब लोग अपना अलंकार खूब करे
एंड देन एवरीबॉडी शुड ड्रेस योरसेल्फ वेरी नाइसली व्हाटएवर ऑल द ज्वेलरी यू हैव यू शुड वेयर इट एंड बिकम वेरी लुक वेरी ब्यूटीफुल
अपने को सवार करके तिलक आदि करके
पुट तिलक पुट चंदन सैंडलवुड ऑन योर बॉडी एंड ईट ना आफ्टर यू हैव ईटन
लेप करके खूब
आफ्टर यू हैव ईटन नाइसली
सब लोग
परिक्रमा ड्रेस योरसेल्फ नाइसली circumambulate the cows, the brahmanas, the fires, and the Govardhan hill.
गौओं की परिक्रमा करें, ब्राह्मणों की परिक्रमा करें, अग्नि देव की परिक्रमा करें, मतलब जग कुंड की और पर्वत की.
So doing this parikrama around Govardhan hill, make sure everyone eats very nicely to his satisfaction.
चलते चलते बीच रास्ते में अब कुछ खरीदो कुछ
नॉट दैट यू वॉकिंग एंड देन हाफ वे यू टायर्ड कांट वॉक एनी मोर और यू बाय समथिंग फ्रॉम अ स्टोर
बहुत सदाचार से करना चाहिए भगवान की पूजा है कुछ दुष्ट लोग तो चलते चलते खाने खाते रहते हैं
दिस शुड बी द गोवर्धन परिक्रमा शुड बी डन वेरी नाइसली नॉट दैट व्हाइल यू आर डूइंग परिक्रमा यू आर ईटिंग सम रॉन्ग फूड्स Or you're smoking, or you're chewing tobacco. All this is not good. We should do this circumambulation of Govardhan Hill should be done with a lot of respect. Not that wherever you spit, pass water.
प्लास्टिक का डिब्बा फेंको
थ्रो सम योर ट्रैश प्लास्टिक ट्रैश हियर एंड देयर
जानते नहीं जानते हां गिरिराज कृपा करेंगे
एंड देन दे डू परिक्रमा दे से ओ गिरिराज गिव मर्सी बट
देवता है तो देवता की पूजा में सदाचार का पालन
बट देयर शुड बी सम सदाचार व्हाट टू ईट हाउ टू बिहेव सुवाससा सुलंकृता सुनिलिप्ता सुवाससा
सु नहीं लगा अति भोजन नहीं करना चाहिए हां काम भर खा ले इसलिए भूख तो बनता
एंड फॉर फूड ही हैज सेड इन टेक्स्ट 29 भूख तो बनता सु मींस सुलंकृता मींस वेरी नाइस हैंडसमली अडॉर्न्ड ज्वेलरी And very nicely put sandalwood and wearing very fine garments. But food, he did not say su bhuktavanta. He just said plain bhuktavantaha, eating to your satisfaction. Not that you overeat extremely too much and then you cannot walk.
Pradakshinam cha kurta, pradakshina karo.
Do pradakshina.
Parikrama.
Of cows. Wherever you see a cow, you go around. And vipra, when you see brahmanas offer obeisances. Here, brahmanas means Vaishnavas. Should hear very carefully. Vipra means one who knows Veda Shastra.
Vaishnava.
Lord gave all directions, he made a network, you have to do this, 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 this. Complete direction.
क्या पहनना चाहिए कैसे और परिक्रमा करना है एतन मम
देन ही सेज टेक्स्ट 30
यदि रोचते अयम गो ब्राह्मण अद्रीण मह्यम च दैतो मखः हे तात
देन ही सेज माय डियर फादर माय डियर पिताजी
इस तरह से अग्नि गौ
इन दिस वे
गिरिराज गोवर्धन की पूजा करना एतन मम मतम तात हे तात हे पिताजी संबोधन करके
इन दिस वे वर्शिपिंग द काउस ब्राह्मणस एंड गोवर्धन हिल
ये मेरा मत
इज माय माय आइडिया
इसका अर्थ हुआ कि तो तुम कहां से बोले हो शास्त्र से बोले हो कि लोक लोक मत से बोले हो जो भी है पिताजी हमारे मन में यही आता है
So he's saying, you may ask, so where did you get this idea from? But Krishna says, this is my idea. If you think, if it appeals to you, you do it. But if you don't like it, if you don't think it's a good idea, don't do it. But for me, it's a very good idea. It pleases me very much. It appeals to me very much.
भगवान ऐसे बोल रहे हमको ही बहुत अच्छा लगता है आप लोगों कोई दबाव नहीं है आप लोगों को अच्छा लगे तो
आई एम नॉट प्रेसिंग यू बट इफ यू लाइक यू यू शुड डू दिस
बोलने की कला है
दिस इज देयर इज आल्सो एन आर्ट टू सेइंग दिस
अनिच्छा व्यक्त कर देता है या अपनी उदासीनता तो दूसरा आदमी प्रभावित होता है तो कोई खास मोटिव इसका नहीं है ऐसे इसको अच्छा लगता है ये
सो द अदर पार्टी थिंक्स He doesn't have, there is no motivation, he just likes it. Don't do just because you think I like it, but do it if you think it's right. But if you ask me what to do, I will say do this.
क्रियताम एक वचन में लगा रहे हैं नंद बाबा के लिए करें पिताजी आपको अच्छा लगे तो कीजिए
क्रियताम मीन्स सिंगुलर माय डियर फादर इफ यू थिंक इट्स गुड यू डू इट
यह यज्ञ गौओं के लिए ब्राह्मणों के लिए और पर्वत के लिए बहुत प्रिय है दैत है और मह्यम च मेरे लिए भी बहुत दैत
दिस यज्ञ is very dear to the cows, the brahmanas, and to me also, to Govardhan and to me also.
I am makha, yah jagya, kiska jagya, go brahmanadrinam, gomo brahmano or parvat ke liye kiya gaya yah jagya, mahyam chadaita, mujhe bahut priya hai. Bhagavan kaha, mujhe ye jagya bahut priya hai. हितार्थे चतुर्थी भगवान यहाँ तक कह दिए कि इसी में मेरा हित है
He said,
बड़ा उपकार होगा इस जग करने से मेरा हित
इट इज गुड फॉर मी
मेरा हित चाहते
इफ यू इफ यू वांट दैट आई शुड बी वेल एंड हैप्पी यू कैन डू इट फॉर मी
उनकी श्रद्धा को हटा देना और नया जग कराना वो भी
लॉर्ड हैड अ लिटिल डाउट दैट टू टेल हिज फादर टू रिमूव द वर्शिप टू इंद्र एंड इंस्टेड आस्क हिम टू वर्शिप गोवर्धन द रिवर forest, etc. Will they agree or not? So he's saying this will be very good for me.
उनको बहुत प्रिय है. हमारा इससे हित होगा.
It will be very beneficial to me.
तब श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं.
Then श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी says.
मनात्मना भगवता शक्रदर्पम जिघांसता प्रोक्तम निशम्य नंदाद्या साध्व गृहणम तत्त्व.
Text 31.
सुखदेव जी कहते हैं कि भगवान श्री कृष्ण काल के भी प्रवर्तक, काल के भी काल, काल.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज द लॉर्ड कृष्णा ही हु इज हिमसेल्फ मोर पावरफुल देन टाइम.
आत्मना काल के आत्मा.
He is the Atma of Kal. He is Kal of Kal.
Kal ke bhi Kal hai. Aur Swayam Bhagwan hai.
And is himself the supreme, Sakla powerful.
Jighansa hatya.
He wanted to destroy the false pride of Indra.
इंद्र के प्रति प्रेम होने से भगवान चाहते थे कि इंद्र में ये रोग नहीं होना चाहिए.
बिकॉज ही लव्ड इंद्र नॉट बिकॉज ही डिडंट ही हेटेड इंद्र ही बिकॉज ही लव्ड इंद्र ही वांटेड दैट इंद्र शुड नॉट हैव दिस डिजीज ऑफ फॉल्स प्राइड.
जैसे किसी को अपने स्वजन को बहुत बड़ा रोग हो गया है.
जस्ट लाइक इफ समबडी Just like if somebody's family member has got a big disease,
उसको दवा देगा, दवा भले कठोर लगे.
And if the family member has a another family member has is a Ayurvedic doctor, he will give him a very powerful medicine that doesn't taste good because he loves him.
भगवान किसी के वैरी तो हो ही नहीं सकते.
The Lord cannot be anybody's enemy.
उनका प्रेम है, इसीलिए इंद्र में यह दोष भी नहीं देखना चाहते थे. शक्र दर्पम.
He is a friend of everyone, and therefore he did not want to see Lord Indra with this dosh, with this false pride.
मैं पूज्य हूँ, ऐसा भाव ठीक नहीं था.
That he thinks that Indra thinks that I am worshipful.
किसकी? इंद्र के अभिमान की हत्या है. साधु अग्रहणम तो
नंदा एंड अदर एल्डर cowherd मैन हियरिंग व्हाट वाज स्पोकन बाय कृष्णा
पूरा पूरा स्वीकार कर लिया.
एज साधु एज एक्सीलेंट
कृष्ण जो तुम चाहते हो वही होगा ठीक.
एंड दे कम्प्लीटली एक्सेप्टेड हिज वर्ड्स एज प्रॉपर. दे सेड कृष्ण व्हाटएवर यू वांट वी विल डू. वी हैव फुल डायरेक्शन एंड दिस मेक्स यू हैप्पी वी विल डू. गुरुदास जी हैज रिटन अ पोएम अबाउट दिस इन ग्रेट डिटेल. समवन शुड सिंग दिस. देयर टू चैप्टर्स ऑफ दिस पोएम ऑन गोवर्धन पूजा. Sing from here, Braj ghar ghar bhojan sajat. Every house is preparing and bringing offerings.
Braj ghar ghar sab bhojan sajat, sabke dwar badhai bajat.
Shakat bori mein chale re
understand the song, everyone? Translate.
He says,
all Brajvasis were bringing food from their homes.
और सबके घर पर बधाई के बाजे बज रहे थे.
Everybody's home, they were having music of congratulations, of festivities.
सारे ब्रज में उत्सव हो रहा था.
Whole Braj, there was a big festival.
सकट जोरी ले चले देव बलि, देवता के लिए उपहार, मतलब गिरिराज जी के लिए.
Everyone was taking bullock carts of foods and gifts.
करके गोकुल ब्रजवासी सब हिल मिले.
Gokul Brajvasis, they were all bringing all these items on the bullock carts. What things? Yogurt, lavani. What is lavani? Sounds like something prepared, like some sweet. Lavani actually means something salty, salty preparations. Navneet, butter, ghee, honey, decorated sweets in large quantities, very high quality. Every house was bringing bullock carts full of food.
गोयले समझते हैं जहाँ गोवें जुटती हैं आड़ा.
They all came outside their homes where they keep their cows.
ब्रजवासी कहाँ जुड़े अपारा. ब्रजवासी बहुत जुड़ गए.
All Brajvasis came together. It looked like there's an ocean of Brajvasis.
अभी भी कभी कभी ब्रज में इतना.
It looked like there was no end on either side of people. Sometimes even today there's so much crowd in Braj, there's an ocean of people. It's difficult to get through.
तो सारे ब्रजवासी जुटे थे. बहुत भारी संख्या हो गई थी. सहस सकट चल नंद महर के.
Thousands and thousands of bullock carts were going towards Nanda Baba's house.
और सकट कितने घर घर के. और कितने सकट थे घर घर से. सूरदास प्रभु महिमा सागर. सूरदास जी कहते हैं कि भगवान श्री कृष्ण महिमा के समुद्र हैं.
सूरदास इज सेइंग लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण इज एन ओशन ऑफ ग्लोरीज.
ये परम मनोहर सबका दुख हरने वाले हरि प्रकट हुए हैं गोकुल में.
He says, most Manohar, beautiful, one who takes away all the anxieties and sufferings has appeared in Gokul, Krishna.
धाई, कोई घर से दौड़ करके जा रहे हैं तो कोई घर में फिर जा रहा है लौट करके सामान लाने के लिए.
Someone is running out of the house to go to the festival and somebody is running back in the house, something they forgot. To bring this, bring that. So much noise is there.
घर से चले धाई एक जात फिर घर समुहाई. कोई घर से निकल करके चल रहा है तो कोई जा रहा है भीतर घर में लाने के लिए. एक तेरते एक दौरे आवत. कोई किसी को पुकार रहा है.
Someone's calling someone. Someone's running. Someone's falling. While they're running, someone is helping him to get up. So much is going on. And in some places, some butter has fallen. So people are sleeping. And then someone is picking them up.
कोई कहता रे दौड़ो रे भैया दौड़ो ये बैल सकट को गिरा दिया. सकट पर इतना माल लदा है.
And someone saying, please run, help me. This bull has tipped over the bullock cart. Has tipped over. It was so high, so packed, so high up in the sky. The bullock cart has fallen over. Come and help me.
हाँ जो भी है वो.
Then give hand to who? Everyone is in the same situation.
कोई गाते हुए आ रहा है, कोई नाचते हुए आ रहा है.
Someone's coming dancing, someone's coming singing.
और श्याम सुंदर तो अपने सखाओं के साथ खेलते हैं.
And Shyam Sundar is playing with his friends and coming.
नायक जो मन करे सो करबे लायक. और इस समाज के नायक सूरदास के प्रभु हैं, मतलब भगवान कृष्ण हैं।
Surdas is Prabhu, is Krishna, and whatever he likes, he will do. And everybody is thinking like that. And Brajnaris, and all the ladies of Braj, they have decorated themselves so nicely and they're all coming out of their homes. Such a big, big crowd of the gopis. Their limbs are so beautiful, and in those limbs are looking more beautiful with all this jewelry.
देवता सेवता कुछ नहीं समझ रही थी, श्याम सुंदर को देखने की लालसा थी बस।
एंड व्हाट वाज दोस गोपीज भाव, देयर फीलिंग्स, दे डिडंट केयर अबाउट एनी देवता एनीथिंग, दे जस्ट वांटेड टू सी कृष्णा, एंड दे डेकोरेटेड देमसेल्व्स सो नाइसली बिकॉज़ दे आर गोइंग टू बी एबल टू सी कृष्णा। एवरी गोपी वाज कमिंग आउट ऑफ देयर हाउस टू सी कृष्णा।
इसी बहाने, जग के बहाने में श्री कृष्ण को देखने आई, देखत एक टक रूप कन्हाई, और एक टक देख रही थी।
एंड व्हेन दे केम आउट, व्हेन दे सॉ कृष्णा, दे डिड नॉट ब्लिंक, दे वर जस्ट लुकिंग एंड लुकिंग एट कृष्णा।
जग आदि से उनको कोई मतलब नहीं था,
दे हैड नो नथिंग टू डू विद दिस पूजा एंड दैट पूजा और एनीथिंग।
केवल श्याम ही सौ लौ लाई,
ओनली श्याम,
श्याम सुंदर से लौ लगा है, प्रेम लगा है, देखती है।
Only they love Shyam Sundar. Good opportunity they got. This yagya was a good opportunity for them to come out and see Shyam.
को मग जात कहाँ को बोल, कौन रास्ता जा रहा है, कौन है, कहाँ, किस गांव का है, क्या परिचय है, कोई किसी से नहीं पूछता।
Who is going in front? Who is from which village? Nobody knows one another. But everyone's running.
कौन किस घर की है, कहाँ जा रहे, कैसे करे, कोई पूछते।
Nobody is asking one another which house, which street, which village you from. They are just anxious to run toward Krishna.
नंद नंदन में लगा था, उनसे नहीं डोलता था। सूर भजय हरि जो जिहि भाव, मिलत ताहि प्रभु तेहि स्वभाव। सूरदास जी कहते हैं भगवान को जो जिस भाव से भजता है उसको उसी भाव से मिलते हैं।
सूरदास इज सेइंग हूएवर who worships, whoever worships Krishna in whatever bhav, Krishna, they find Krishna in that bhav.
Gop Nand Upanand Gaye Tahan.
Gop Nand Upanand. Upanand is older brother of Nanda Maharaj. So they all went to this place of puja, where Govardhan Hill, where the Manasi Ganga, where the mouth of Govardhan is. Top of the mountain, all the gopas became very happy.
Atimucho Giriraj Virajat Koti Madan Nekhat Chavilaj. Giriraj ji atimuche the aur bahut sundar lag rahe the.
Giriraj was so high,
dekh karke karodo karodo kamdev lajjit ho gaye.
So tall, so beautiful, to see the beauty of this Govardhan mountain, millions and millions of kamdevs were becoming embarrassed. They were defeated by the beauty of this Govardhan mountain.
Sakton mein bailgaadiyon mein bhar bhar karke bhojan sab pahunche, kau aaye kau nahi kahu khojan, kau aaye kau nahi kahu khojan nahi aaye the.
Everyone's bullock carts were coming.
Samaj mein aise hi ahir bheje aadmi bheje,
and those who hadn't arrived, the elder gopas sent some men to go and help them bring their stuff.
Nand baba chahe koi bheje to bilam karo jani turant dhavaye, bilam karo bilam mat karo ye kahkar unko daudaye ki aapko
don't delay. He sent some men running to the lady's home. Don't delay, come quickly, Nanda Maharaj is waiting.
आवत मालक धाये तिनको,
Nanda Maharaj called by their names, come quickly, and they all ran to Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna is looking what preparation there is. Today everyone has come from all the Braj, all 84 courses. They have all gathered together. Someone is wandering here and there for their home, but they're not able to find their house. There's so many people. Everyone's in ecstasy. Nobody is envious of anyone. Where you come from? Why are you taking so much space? Everyone is happy together. Wherever someone finds a spot, they sit down. No one says, "This is my place, run away." They were singing, playing, happy. There was so much commotion everywhere. I said, whatever bhoga you brought from your bullock cart, with your own hands, bring everything here. He says, let's start the yajna. So Nanda Maharaj first of all called the brahmanas and started the yajna. The brahmanas started to chant the Sam Ved, Sanskrit slokas. The demigods from the sky, they stood still. They were amazed. Such beautiful singing and such wonderful yajna is going on. Taking sankalpa for doing this Govardhan Yajna, when he takes water in his hand and he does a sankalpa that he is going to do this puja, and then he has to finish it. So finished with Indra puja, Giri Govardhan is given a tilak and his puja has begun. Then Krishna says, first of all, bathe Giriraj with milk. You give him milk, then Giriraj will be pleased, and he will bless your cows. You will get more milk. This is the greatest god. Offer obeisances. Give him respect. Govardhan, this Govardhan has four hands. He is the god of Indra. Everybody offer obeisances. Krishna himself is offering obeisances, the little boy, showing everybody how to offer obeisances, and he himself has become Giriraj. Noise in the whole of Braj that little Krishna is making his father worship a new devta this year. Seeing this, Indra became very angry, and he was shivering out of anger. He may have come to see from above, or he may have heard about it. Bring all your foodstuffs, put in front of Giriraj. Everything was brought in big, big pots and big, big plates. We cannot even imagine how many pots and how many plates there were, and how many offerings, how huge offerings. Everything was offered. Today, devotees offer so many preparations. 56 offerings at least to Govardhan every year. But we never see much, but they do offer many, many preparations. We were in Mayapur, and this devotee came up to me and he said, Maharaj, there's so many devotees, we should make this special preparation and sell it. And I said, what is your consciousness? Maybe it's a special preparation, but you've come to Mayapur to sell and make business, just do kirtan. He said, no, Maharaj, it'll be a new item for the Westerners. I said, so what? Let the others make and sell. You do bhajan, you've come to Mayapur. Mayapur in Vrindavan, you don't go to do business. This is we have come to the dham to do bhajan, not that you do get some business idea and start working.
तो सैम ने कहा कि सब भोजन लाइए सुनत नंद तह ग्वाल बुलाए.
So Sam said, bring all the food stuffs. There were these big, big, very muscular men carrying huge quantities of food, all kinds of vegetable preparations. There were big quantities of dahi vadas. They said the foodstuffs were made into such a mountain that it looked almost like Govardhan himself. Annakoot means, koot means a mountain, and anna means grains, a mountain of food. Sometimes Govardhan puja is called Annakoot. Early morning, everyone is bringing their offerings since early morning. And by the time they're serving to Giriraj, by the time they got everything together, it already became evening time. Afternoon, about 1 o'clock. Actually, Krishna has to eat all this. He himself ate it, all that offering. He became the mountain and he ate everything. There the pujari is Krishna and the devta is also Krishna. Shamsundar ate everything. He is the one who ate everything. So, Krishna said to his father, Pitaji, make the offering. Krishna says, close your eyes, fold your hands, and offer prayers to Giriraj. And don't keep any doubts in your hearts. Just offer everything to Giriraj.